Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. All 12 soccer players and coach out of that cave in Thailand.
Two workers critically injured as house explodes near Mulvane. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A judge has been informed that Kansas is now in full compliance with her voting rights ruling. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The hot weather pattern is going to stay with us throughout most of this week, and it may be next week before we see temperatures come out of the 90s. Our full forecast is on the way.
The rescue mission to save a youth soccer team and their coach from a cave is successful. Fox's Lillian Wu has more.
A third area is being combed over after the nerve agent poisoning of an English couple, which led to the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis Sunday. Her partner still critically ill. Police looking for a container they believe the pair handled.
All right, so all of 12 of the soccer players are out now safely from that cave in Thailand, and they've been in there for 18 days, Ted.
Within moments after President Trump's announcement of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as his Supreme Court pick, opposition lined up protesting that choice.
Kavanaugh has got to go! Hey, hey!
From outside Trump Tower in New York to outside the Supreme Court in D.C., those who stand against Judge Kavanaugh's nomination made their voices heard. Among them in Washington, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders.
This is a tough fight, but it is a fight that we can win.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says he will urge votes against Judge Kavanaugh.
To say no to this justice, to say no to unbalancing the Supreme Court.
Judge Kavanaugh begins his meetings with senators on Capitol Hill today. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Two workers critically injured Monday morning when a house exploded southeast of Mulvane in the 1200 block of North Gouda Springs Road. Mulvane Fire Captain Lowell Esther says the workers were taken to Via Christi St. Francis Hospital in Wichita.
One patient's probably has got 80% burn, second and third over most of his body. And the other patient had, I don't know that he was so much burned, he was upstairs and got blown out of the house when it ignited. And so he has trauma.
Captain Esther says the man who was thrown out from the blast able to get a hold of Sumner County 911. The other man in the basement when the explosion occurred, and he crawled out of that house. State Fire Marshal was called to investigate. Authorities are looking at propane as the possible cause of the explosion.
Police are looking for a suspect after 41-year-old Lucy Mojica was shot and killed in her North Wichita home about noon Saturday near 17th in Arkansas. The suspect, identified as 25-year-old Juan Carlos Caballeros Yeses, Lieutenant Jason Stevens says it's believed after the shooting that suspect fled to Missouri.
And then at some point at about 2 or 3 a.m., in the early morning hours of Sunday the 8th, he did return home or back to Wichita and went to a address in the 1900 block of West 35th Street South and committed a robbery where he contacted a individual that he knew and demanded money at gunpoint. Since that time, we're not aware of any other locations or contacts with this suspect.
He was last seen driving a 2010 VW Bug with Minnesota plates. Police say the suspect might be going to Texas or Mexico.
Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department is investigating a death in northern Sedgwick County as a homicide. Deputies were dispatched Saturday afternoon to a home on the 4500 block of West 57th Circle North. They found 67-year-old John L. Gaffney dead. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tim Myers says Gaffney's truck was not located.
The license plate on the truck is 388-K-E-R. We are asking anyone who sees the truck contact 911 immediately. We are also asking the public's assistance with this investigation.
Myers also says they want to speak with someone, anyone who had contact with a victim between Thursday evening, July 5th, and Saturday, July 7th.
A court filing asserts Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach has complied with a court order finding the state's residents are not required to provide documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote.
Kobach told U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson there are no longer any restrictions in suspense or canceled for lack of citizenship documents. The joint status report filed Sunday informs Robinson that Kobach is in full compliance with her order that all residents receive the same information from county election offices and vote using the same poll books. In her ruling last month, Robinson cited what she calls Kobach's well-documented history of avoiding the court's orders. She ordered a status report 30 days before the August primary to determine if voters are not denied or otherwise undermined. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A vacancy on the Shocker men's basketball coaching staff. We'll take a look at those details coming up in sports.
Cargill is requesting bond money from the Wichita City Council. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita police are looking for a suspect in the robbery of an Arby's restaurant in the 400 block of South West Street while they were opening for business Sunday morning.
When officers arrived, they made contact with a 27-year-old female employee who stated that an unknown suspect had entered the business and demanded money while he kept his hands in his pockets. Cash was given to the suspect, who then fled the area on foot. Fortunately, there were no injuries in this case.
Officer Charlie Davidson describes the suspect as a black male aged 18 to 29, 5 feet 4, wearing a red hoodie and red sweatpants. Anyone with any information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
At this morning's meeting of the Wichita City Council, Cargill is requesting up to $38 million in industrial revenue bonds. Mayor Jeff Longwell says, as usual with IRBs, the city will have some conditions.
Growing jobs, investing in the community, and if they don't reach the number, and then we enact some ability to put in some clawbacks. But here's the nice thing. We have a pretty tough set of guidelines that other communities don't have. And we require a return on investment of 1.3 to 1. Most communities don't have that in their policy.
Cargill is requesting a sales tax exemption for the construction of a new biodiesel facility in North Wichita. Mayor Longwell spoke with Steve and Ted in the morning during his Mondays with the Mayor here on KNSS.
A New Orleans shooting victim's wake mirrored his life. It was a most unusual vigil, and he was not in the casket.
As wakes go, this one was among the most bizarre. 18-year-old Renard Matthews killed in a shooting in New Orleans. The high school student's family wanting to remember him enjoying life. So in death, he was dressed in his Boston Celtics jersey, sitting in a chair with his Xbox in hand and surrounded by his favorite snacks. His family releasing the images for all to see. No arrests in his murder. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
We have a traffic accident westbound on Kellogg at Seneca and reports of debris in the roadway eastbound on Kellogg at the Central Business District. Watch for slowdowns there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, a warm morning for us. We are going to be watching a disturbance rotate around an area of high pressure, and that could trigger a few afternoon thunderstorms. This afternoon's high 95. Clear tonight down to 74, 96 for the high tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 74 degrees. Been calm this morning for about the past 3 hours at the Wichita National Weather Center reporting station. It's pretty unusual, and we don't have any wind here in South Central Kansas. 8:11, Steve and Ted. President Trump has named Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. With us this morning for more on the story, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
What do we know about Mr. Kavanaugh? What do you know about him? Share something with us.
Well, it's interesting because he grew up here in Washington. He attended a private school, private high school, and then went to Yale Law School. He's somebody with close ties to the Bush family. In fact, he worked in the Bush White House as a White House lawyer. He was appointed to the D.C. Circuit by former President George W. Bush, so he does have a lot of connections there. He's really seen as an insider when it comes to Washington, and so there comes it could be some Republicans that don't like that, that will think maybe he's a bit swampy around the edges. He did go to Yale Law School, and he's a former law clerk to Justice Kennedy. He's been around. He's got lots of opinions, 12 years on the D.C. Circuit, so a lot of opinions, not so much on abortion. So that's one of the issues that people are concerned about. And he actually also worked in the investigation, the Clinton investigation in the 90s.
Do we know anything about his personal life? He's got a family, I presume, and likes to play golf, I guess. I don't know. What do you know?
Yeah, he's got two daughters, and he's married, and he also likes to run marathons. He's done two of them, I think. He's done a couple of Bostons and some 5Ks and stuff like that. He's also very active in the D.C. area and D.C. Catholic groups, Catholic charities, things like that. So, I mean, you know, he seems like just a regular family man, but there is a lot of concern over his positions and the potential, really, with the departure of Anthony Kennedy, that the court will swing, you know, to the right for the first time, hard right, in quite a while. Social conservatives would be glad to hear that, but the other side says they're going to put a fight.
Yeah, there's already talk about overturning Roe v. Wade, whatever it is, the abortion ruling. There's talk about doing that, and do you think that's possible?
I think that a unilateral overturning of Roe versus Wade is unlikely. The scenario I could perceive is that maybe in one of the states with a restrictive abortion law, like the heartbeat bill. A lot of women don't know they're pregnant until that occurs. Uh-huh. And so effectively, that would go up to maybe the court. And if they took it, maybe they'd side with the state and say, well, they can have this law, effectively sending the issue of abortion back to the states. Mm-hmm. I think that's a more likely scenario than just a complete overturning of Roe v. Wade.
What happens now? Of course, we go to the Senate, and the Republicans have a majority. But what happens now in the Senate? Are the Democrats going to automatically say no, or will they get a couple of votes?
Well, they can't. They don't have the votes. When Justice Gorsuch was confirmed last year, the Senate leadership got rid of the Supreme Court filibuster, which means that brings the vote down to just the simple majority, 51. That's all Republicans need. And they hold that majority. However, you know, Senator John McCain is ailing, and there may be a few rogue Republicans, not sure who they are yet. But what's interesting to look at is these Democrats who are in red states, like Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. They could be persuaded to vote to confirm Kavanaugh. So that would maybe make up for any Republicans who couldn't step in or defected.
There are some Democrats, what you're telling us is there's Democrats in certain areas of the country where President Trump did well in the election, and they're looking to the base and saying, ooh, what do I have to do here?
That's right, yeah. I mean, especially in places like Indiana, Joe Donnelly, where President Trump won handily, they've got to decide between, okay, we're going to stick with party or go with this Supreme Court nominee.
Okay.
So it's unclear at this point right now. Starting today, there'll be courtesy calls up on the Hill. Judge Kavanaugh will be going to meet with Senate leadership, shaking hands, that kind of thing. And then you could see a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee by the end of the month, and then a final vote, sometime maybe early September. So this is right smack dab ahead of the midterms, and certainly this is definitely going to be a campaign issue.
Wow, certainly. Hey, Rachel, thank you for your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting on the President Trump's nominee, Mr. Kavanaugh, to the U.S. Supreme Court. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted and I would like to thank the folks out at Starkey, Jamie Opat and Colin McKenney there at Starkey, and all their volunteers. We were at the golf tournament, the annual Starkey Golf Classic yesterday.
A long-time Wichita tradition.
Yeah, Crestview Country Club, and 130 golfers out there playing golf, competing for some nice prizes, but also raising money to support Starkey and all the good things they do here in Wichita. And we've been at the MCs a number of times over the past few years. We were out there yesterday afternoon, met some interesting, lovely people, and some people who went out to just play around of golf in some very hot weather. and to raise some money for Starkey. Thanks for having us out there.
Yep, Starkey does great work.
Yeah.
They've been doing it since 1930 here in Wichita, helping people with developmental disabilities and live as full a life as possible.
Yeah, productive lives.
Yep, it's been they people that they help them work and develop their skills, and it's a pretty amazing thing they do, and they help more than 500 families
wow.
in Wichita every year. And they do amazing work, so we're glad to be just a tiny little part of what they do and help raise money for the great things and people they affect every year.
Yep. All right, Ted, 8:17 now. Coming up on 8:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for sports with Ted Woodward, and we're looking at finding out what the Royals did again yesterday.
Yeah, the Royals beginning a road trip up in Minnesota, taking on the Twins last night. Tough going for the Royals, and another consistent effort in which the Royals' offense struggled. Pitching was good enough, starting pitching was. Six scoreless innings for Danny Duffy, but the Royals' bullpen again falters in the late innings. You heard the game on KFH.
I thought it was appropriate, Brian, that the Royals had two on with two out, tying runs on base, chance to tie the game in the ninth. Could not do it. Twins win it 3-1, but that was pretty much the story of the game. The Royals had ample scoring opportunities and just couldn't get the big hit. The Twins could, and they got a very, very big hit from Maurer in inning number 7. Check it, inning number 8. That was an insurance run. They managed to get a single from Escobar in the 7th, and that put them up 2-1. Maurer's hit provided the insurance run, but the Royals just squandered more and more opportunities as the game went along.
Twins win it 3-1 as the Royals lose their 10th in a row. Yikes. Kansas City at Minnesota again tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30. Game will start at 7:10. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College men's basketball, Wichita State has an opening on the coaching staff. Assistant coach Donnie Jones, after 1 year leaving the Shockers, he's taking an assistant post at Dayton, joining his longtime coaching buddy Anthony Grant, the head coach at Dayton. The two of them spent 10 years together on the Florida bench, including a couple national titles along the way. Second Shocker assistant coach to leave here during the offseason, Kyle Lindstedt left for Minnesota. Now Donnie Jones leaving for Dayton. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall, again, looking for a new assistant coach. NBA Summer League basketball action in Las Vegas continuing yesterday. Wichita's Perry Ellis, former Kansas Jayhawk, playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, had 4 points and a couple of rebounds yesterday. Former Kansas Jayhawk Billy Preston for the Cavaliers had 12 points. And former Jayhawk Devontae Graham, starting at point guard for the Charlotte Hornets, had 8 points and 6 assists. Pro baseball last night, a long one at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wichita Wingnuts hosting the first-place Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. Fargo won it 5-3 in 12 innings. The Wingnuts rallied to tie it with two in the bottom of the ninth, but couldn't get anything going in the extra innings. 4,000 on hand for the game last night in a game that took 4.5 hours.
Wow.
Wingnuts and the Redhawks again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And we do mark the passing of a player, Steve Mingori. Remember Steve Mingori,
yeah,
relief pitcher for the Kansas City Royals? He passed away 10 years ago today.
Left-hander? Well, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. He was a young man.
He was 64. He grew up in Kansas City, went to Rockhurst High School, played at UMKC, played at Pittsburgh State. Kind of was a natural to play for the Royals.
Right.
And he was a very reliable relief pitcher for the Royals throughout the 1970s. We remember Steve Mingori, who passed away 10 years ago today. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute and a traffic and weather coming up. Hannity's going to talk about, the U.S. can't be the piggy bank for the world.
Okay.
How about that? You got something else there, Ted?
Nope.
All right. 8:21 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.